Class 8, Physics, Chapter 3, Force and Pressure. There are many kinds of motion, and out of these, the two types of motion are translational motion and rotational motion. Translational motion is a motion which takes place along a straight line. For example, a bird flying along a straight line. Rotational motion is a motion which takes place about an axis of rotation. For example, the rotation of the fan blades. Now I will explain to you the moment of a force. The turning effect of a force is called torque or moment of a force. It is defined as the product of the magnitude of the force and the perpendicular distance r. Mathematically, torque is equal to force into perpendicular distance from the axis of rotation. The SI unit of torque is Newton meter. Its CGS unit is dyne centimeter. A very good example of the turning effect of a force is the opening or closing of a door. It is easier to open the door when a force is applied perpendicular to and far away from the hinges of the door. Greater the perpendicular distance, lesser is the force needed. Thus, the handle of the door is placed at the end of the door opposite to the end where the hinges are attached. Other good examples of turning effect are the steering wheel, the bicycle pedal, a wrench, etc. The factors on which the turning effect of a force depends are as follows. Number 1, the size of the force. Number 2, the perpendicular distance between the force line and the pivot. The turning effect of force is also called the moment of a force. Moment of a force is expressed as force into perpendicular distance from the line of action of force to pivot. Our next topic is pressure. Pressure is defined as the thrust acting per unit area of a body. Its expression is pressure is equal to thrust upon area. The SI unit of pressure is Newton per square meter or Pascal. In this context, I would like to explain what is thrust. It is the force acting normally or perpendicularly on a surface. I would now cite some applications based on the concept of pressure. Number 1. A school bag has wide straps made of thick canvas. This is done to distribute the entire weight of the bag over a larger area. This in turn will produce a small pressure. Number 2. Knives are ground to a thin edge. This decreases the area and hence will increase the pressure when a force is applied on it. Number 3. The tip of a needle is made sharp so that the force applied on it acts on a small area. This increases the pressure on it and hence it can easily pierce the cloth. Liquids and gases are called fluids as they flow. Fluids also exert pressure. Atmospheric pressure. The gaseous envelope surrounding the earth is called atmosphere. The force exerted by the earth's atmosphere per unit area of the earth's surface is called atmospheric pressure. The pressure exerted by the earth's atmosphere is 1 lakh Pascal. But children, although this is a huge pressure on us, we do not feel it because our blood contains dissolved oxygen at a pressure slightly more than the atmospheric pressure. The common phenomenon based on atmospheric pressure are number 1, the rubber sucker, number 2, ink filled up in a fountain pen, number 3, a siphon used for emptying a liquid from fixed vessels such as petrol tanks or fish tanks, etc. Now, children, I will explain why nose bleeding occurs at high altitude. Our blood contains dissolved oxygen at a pressure slightly more than the atmospheric pressure. When we go to higher altitudes, the atmospheric pressure decreases. As a result, the blood is pushed out of the nose and it starts bleeding.